It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'd love to invite you to study the Word with me today. We're in the book of Jonah as we continue the study of that precious, sweet book. And we're in the third chapter. We're going to read Jonah chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 10. We read that last week. We're going to read it again. And we'll be looking at probably the first five verses of that chapter and book today. And so please that you open your Bibles to Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 is where we'll start. And again, I sure enjoy having you along. And I hope that you enjoy the study of the Word of God this day as we've come together. As you're looking up that scripture, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, and we're one block north of the Dairy Queen. It's 18th and Church Street. If you come from Carthage and you come down 136 as if you're heading towards Keokuk, well, when you come to the Dairy Queen, just turn the Dairy Queen and Casey's there on the intersection. Just turn to the north, turn to the right if you're coming from Carthage, just come one block, and we're right there on the corner. And please come and visit us. We'd love to have you. And I'd like to personally invite you. I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Please come and study the Word with us. We have many Bible studies, as I have said each week. We have Sunday morning at 9:30. We have Sunday school and church at 10:35. Bible study at 7 o'clock on Sunday night, at Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, a ladies' Bible study, and at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, all those are here at the church. So please that you come and join us. And I don't like to take a lot of time talking about the things that we do, but it's so important that you study the Word of God. And if you don't have a place where you can go and sit down, if you enjoy this study, why, come and join us and study the precious Word with us. We have a great time. We have a lot of fun studying the Word of God. Now, I hope that you have your Bibles open. I hope that you're ready to enjoy the study of the Word of God today. And the Word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Again, I'm at Jonah chapter 3, beginning to read the first one. And the Word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and cry unto it, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even unto the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes. He caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent? Turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not. And God saw the works that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Let's go to the Lord after the reading of his precious word. Father, we thank you today that we can come together. I ask that you will help us, that we may understand your precious word. I ask that we stay in the truth, that we stand upon your word, and we proclaim your word, and we don't veer to the right or to the left, but we stay in your precious word. I hope today that each one has their Bible open, and that they follow along with the precious word, that they can see those words. And as we visit over those words and many other references throughout your precious scripture, that they will see the power and the strength. They will feel the power and the strength in their heart. And Father, that they will be convicted, and that they'll turn unto you and serve you. And first of all, we know, Lord Jesus, that they need to come to you, because you've bought and paid for every one of us upon the cross of Calvary. And we must meet you at that cross. Our sins must be dealt with, and you have taken care of it. You've handed us a free gift, and all we have to do is receive it. And Father, I thank you for that precious gift that you've given. I praise you for your willingness and your love towards us, and Jesus as well, that you have turned your heart and your life to do the Father's will. that we might be saved. Now please that you grow us in your precious word, that we may glorify your name in all that we do, that we'll have your power and strength, that we can reach others to be saved, that they won't have to face the fires of hell. Thank you for this day. Now please that you would guide and lead us as we study this precious word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Such a joy to study the precious word. And as we look through these verses, and we know that the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. And if you've been with us, why, you've heard me read it many times. But in verse 1, chapter 1, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. You know, this is the second time, it says in verse 1 of chapter 3. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, to that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee." Oh, we've had this backslidden prophet kind of go in the wrong direction, but God calls him again. And as we found, the condition of Jonah's heart has changed. We know, according to the second chapter, that we have, when he was in the belly of that fish, and his very soul went to the place of the dead, Sheol, the place of paradise, and the place that not only those that are saved that have trusted by faith in the coming of the Messiah at this time, but also those that rejected the Lord Jesus, the coming of the Messiah, and the salvation that's necessary through them, both have a place where they were kept. And we've talked about that through the past weeks here. If you've missed it, I believe that you missed a blessing, because we enjoyed going through many verses of Scripture. But as we look now at the steps that Jonah went through, and the place of paradise that he found himself in, and yet his heart was so troubled. We have the beautiful picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, with the being swallowed up by the fish, and then being vomited out by the fish. 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, Jesus himself makes reference of that in Matthew and in Luke. And we find now that in verse 7 of chapter 2, "When my soul fainted unto me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came unto thee, unto thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." You know, we need to wake up. Even a believer, a person that has trusted by faith in Jesus, needs to wake up many times and realize what joy and what grace we have in Jesus. It's a wonderful day to walk after the Lord Jesus and to be a Christian. But if you've never come by faith to Jesus, you don't know what I'm talking about. You're just like all these folks that living in Nineveh, as Jonah is playing this game back and forth until God got a hold of him, and he realized the necessity and the urgency. He found himself that he needed to yield his will unto God's will. And that's something that every Christian, every believer in Jesus Christ, everyone that has come by faith to Jesus and met Jesus at the cross, have trusted in that precious blood that was offered for us, and we've come by faith and been gloriously saved, and we can walk after the Lord Jesus. Every one of us need to come to that same place, that we need to remember and know in our heart that salvation is of the Lord. You know, I believe that that's the reason it's listed for us, the helmet of salvation, when it comes to the armor, the sweet armor of God that we're to put on. And we speak of the helmet of salvation. I think we need to know where our salvation comes from, and I believe we need to know that we're saved. And once you've come by faith to Jesus Christ, you are kept by Him for eternity. And that's from the day you meet Jesus. You've accepted by faith. We're going to read several verses concerning the repentance of the heart. As we repent and turn unto the Lord Jesus and trust again in that precious blood and His offering upon the cross of Calvary, we become a part of His death. And because of that, He has taken all our sins away. And then our sins are finally dealt with. And the only way they can be dealt with, He is the only means of salvation. Once we've come to Jesus, then our walk begins. A joy begins. But we must understand, and we must look to salvation is of the Lord. And upon this taking place, upon him realizing that his way, his means of running away, or maybe your means of however you have become religious, however you attend church. If, as we've talked about before, if your church doesn't, if you don't hear people that saying Jesus saves, if you don't sing those sweet old hymns, oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you don't sing those sweet hymns and just touches your heart, if you don't hear and if you don't know somebody that was just saved, oh, you know, you're missing it. Because today the place of the church is for folks to come and to grow. And the church themselves or the members, they're to go out and to proclaim the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection that folks would be saved. And it's important that that take place, and it's necessary that that take place. And please don't neglect the work of God. Don't sit in a dead church where the gospel's never preached, where nobody's ever saved. Get into the house of God that preaches the Word, stands upon the truth, the Word of God, that you can go forth with the power of God. Now, again, you know, and there are many good churches around, but there is an awful lot of dead churches around that have forsaken the truth, the Word of God. I ask you to get out of there and get into a church that preaches the gospel and preaches the truth, that you possibly can be saved, and then that your family and your friends and all those folks that are around you may find Jesus in you because of the life change that you'll have the day you meet Jesus and walk after Him. This story of Jonah, the one that was headed, he was headed to Nineveh. He was told the first time in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to go, but he ran away. He was looking to his own vanities, as it says here, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy in verse 8. If you look after your own ways and your own will, that's exactly what you're doing. You're forsaking your own mercy. Please, God wants to help you. God wants to pick you up. God wants to lift you up. Please that you look unto the Lord Jesus. A word came to Jonah the second time saying, "Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee." Oh, we're told what to say. We're told to go out and tell other folks, as Romans chapter 10 does, "Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead shall be saved." Those sweet, precious words. Earlier in Romans, it tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It also tells us in the beginning of Romans, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Those precious, sweet words, those precious, sweet verses, the words that were told, we're to say, we're to repeat, we're to proclaim. We're told to go in Matthew chapter 28. We're supposed to go out and take the gospel, the sweet message of Jesus, out to a dying, lost world. Well, Jonah was supposed to do the same thing. He was supposed to arise, go unto Nineveh. He was told in verse 1, chapter 1, to arise, to get up and get going. We're told in Jonah chapter 3, verse 2, arise. Arise and get going. Get to Nineveh. Preach into that great city. Preach what I tell you to preach. Oh, if our preachers today in our pulpits would start preaching what God has proclaimed to preach and told us to preach, revival would come to this nation. Revival would come to your church. Hearts would be changed. Lives would be changed if we'd preach what God tells you to preach and not what some philosopher does. You know, we're in Acts chapter 17 in La Harpe at the Bible study there, and we've just looked at the philosophers. We were in Athens. Paul went into Athens and was preaching there, and there was the philosophers and all those people, and they thought everything out, and they contemplated on everything. Well, you know what the result of that was? It tells us in verse 32 of 17th chapter of Acts that some mocked him, others said, we will hear thee again on this matter. And then in verse 34, we do have a list of nevertheless certain men believed. But you know, most of those folks mocked him. Most of those folks says, "We want to hear that again. I'll have to think on this a little bit." My friend, it's the Word of God. It's the truth. And if we would preach what God says to preach, hearts will be changed, lives will be changed, people will be saved. Please, that we start preaching what God tells us to preach and not what some philosopher thinks up, okay? Let's get to the Word of God. Let's get serious about the Word of God. You know, the steps that we have and the walk that we should have. And again, on Tuesday night in La Harpe, we're in the book of Acts, and we're enjoying that precious book. We're proclaiming the Word of God. And you know, on Sunday night, we're in the book of Isaiah. And the words that Jonah is going to proclaim here to Nineveh, the preaching, preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. What I tell you to preach, preach. Well, you know, they got in trouble because they walked away from the power and the presence of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 5, and that's where we're at on Sunday night and having a sweet study, there are six woes. Woe unto, and is talking to the nation of Israel because they have walked away. And it tells us in verse 24 of that fifth chapter of Isaiah, therefore is the anger of the Lord kindled against his people, and he hath stretched forth his hand against them. Well, we know that because of what they have done. And in the 24th verse, the same section there, it says, therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up a dust. Because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. You know what happens when we walk away from the Word of God? We lose the power. We lose direction. When we start listening to the philosophy of man. I don't think that we have evolved so far that we have got beyond the Word of God. The same word that Jonah is about to preach into these things, it says, so Jonah arose, went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord, according to the word of the Lord. He was told, I'm going to preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee, the Lord told Jonah, and as Jonah listened, he went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, in 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. That was the message they were told. In 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. That was the word of God. That was the words that were told unto Jonah to preach into that city. God knew what they needed to hear. He didn't go in there and say, now you quit doing this and quit doing this and quit doing that. Well, they needed to quit all those things because it was a very evil city, a very wicked city. But you see, he went in and Jonah proclaimed the word of God by the power of God. And the only way, my friend, that we can proclaim the word of God by the power of God is if it is the word, if it's the preaching unto it, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. The truth, the word of God. You leave that, you've left it all. You've written it off. If you're gonna listen to some man contemplate, you know, and it just makes me sick today. Because as I preached Sunday, what makes me sick today is that we would rather read a book about the Bible than we would to read the Bible. We'd much rather do that. It doesn't hurt so much. It doesn't change our life so much. Well, my friend, it needs to hurt, and you need to get your heart changed. These people here had a verse, yet in 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. Oh, there wasn't any kind words to that, was there? There wasn't any compassion to that in 40 days. Well, there was compassion there, and there was love there, because he didn't come in and the words proclaimed from Jonah's mouth, God is going to destroy you this second. He said, in 40 days. They had some thinking to do, didn't they? In 40 days, that's what he told them. In 40 days. Now, if God would come unto here and send a mighty messenger and say unto this country today that in 40 days God's judgment is going to come upon and destroy this country for their wickedness, what would this country do? Well, my friend, that's what's going to happen before long. We have His precious word. We have His precious promises. And we see what happens to a country that leaves the presence of God, leaves the power of God. We've yanked all witness of God out of the schools. We've yanked all the witness of God away from the government. And we expect to stand. We will not stand. Because God's hand and judgment will come down and judge this country. My friend, we need preachers in the pulpit that preach the Word of God, not the philosophy of man. I'm sure glad that when Jonah got his head screwed on straight, that he didn't go and preach the philosophy of man. He went and preached what God said to preach. And those words were, in 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. That was the preaching he was to preach. Simple message, clear message. Didn't take long. He didn't have to have a couple poems and all those things, you know. And, you know, a preacher has a certain way to preach. Well, no, we don't, except for one thing that is true and one thing that is real, and that is we need to preach the Word of God. You know, I've said what we had on Tuesday night. I've told you what we have on Sunday night. On Wednesday night, we're in the book of Numbers. And, you know, the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord." They come murmuring again. It was the eighth time. They come murmuring once again. They're at the threshold, at the door of the promised land. The second time, kind of like Jonah here wasn't. Second time around, everyone over the age of 20 has died in the wilderness. The only man left alive is Moses, Joshua, and Caleb. Those three over that age. Everybody else is dead. Aaron's dead. Miriam's dead. All the folks, because of their wickedness and their disobedience into the Word of God and to listening to God's Word. Please, that you listen to God's Word. Well, they came with a repentant heart because, you see, there were serpents. And those serpents was biting the people and they were dying. And the Word of the Lord came unto Moses and says, "Make a brass bronze serpent, put it upon a pole. And if a person gets bit by that serpent, then he must look unto that pole, unto that serpent. And when he looks unto there, he'll be saved." And see, we need to do the same thing. We need to look unto the cross of Calvary. We need to look up to that cross, because it tells us also in the precious Word, as the Son of Man will be lifted up. Oh, the pictures we have between the Old Testament and the New Testament. I love the Word of God. I love studying the Word of God. I enjoy proclaiming the Word of God. I love this opportunity that we have upon the radio to preach and to teach. But please, that you see the truth. That you don't be compromised by the philosophers as we have in the book of Acts in Athens. Paul preached unto them and proclaimed unto them, but some mocked. And others said, "We'll listen to you on this matter at a later time." Is that what you're doing? Or are you going to be as Numbers when that serpent come and bit you and you realize you're a sinner and you're lost and you're dying? Will you look unto the cross of Calvary as these folks were told by the Word of the Lord to look unto the serpent? Will you please look unto the cross of Calvary and be saved? Look unto that cross that was upon Golgotha. Look where Jesus, the perfect sacrifice, died that you might live. He has taken your sin away, and there's only one way that you can come to Him. Same way with these folks here with this report, yet in 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. What a command, what a demand. In 40 days, they had a time limit. Well, you and I got a time limit too. Maybe we're not set on certain days, but the Scripture tells us today is the day of salvation. So you need to come today. Don't tempt God. Come unto the power and the presence of God. These people here had sinned. "We have sinned," they come unto Moses and unto the Lord. And they've come with a repentant heart. Now please, today, that you come. That you come unto Jesus with a repentant heart. The only way you can come to Jesus is to proclaim, "I'm a sinner." Need to face your sin and realize the condition that your heart is in. My friend, these people here, in 40 days, Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and he said, "Yet in 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown." My friend, I'll tell you again, verse 2, "He preached unto it the preaching that I bid thee, the word of the Lord," the truth
You know, we have the joy of walking after the Lord Jesus. We need to understand, according to Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that we look unto the Lord, that we may walk each day. You know, salvation is free. Salvation is a gift. It's the grace of God. It's something we can't earn. It's unmerited. There's nothing that we can do to have it. It's God's love handed down to us. Salvation. Eternal life. The joy of walking after the Lord Jesus. Well, salvation is free. And all you need to do, according to Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Repent. Turn unto the Lord. These folks here, yet in 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown. Numbers 21:7 again. We have sinned, the people say. We got folks here that's going to have to make a decision in the book of Jonah, don't we? They got 40 days to make their mind up. 40 days to think about it. 40 days. You know, to walk after the Lord Jesus. Salvation's free. But to walk after the Lord Jesus. The joy. I speak of the joy. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance is a believer. That's a believer in Jesus Christ as those things flow from you. They're given to us from the Lord as we search His Word and stay in His truth. Now, my friend, as you face your sin, you come and you've proclaimed unto God, I am a sinner. I have sinned, God. Please that you look unto Him and come with that repentant heart. Turn unto Him. And then the walk can begin. And that fruit of the Spirit, as you're filled and controlled by the Spirit, it will control you and it will flow from you and other people will see you. If you're a true believer, you'll act like a believer. You'll act like a Christian, Christ-like, filled with the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And you can find that in Galatians. Please, that you look unto the Word of God for the truth, for the leadership, for the guidance. You know, that joy will come if we'll serve Him. It's the way we act. If we go to the Word of God and stand upon the truth and live a life pleasing unto God, there will be joy in our heart. So you see, salvation is handed to us if we'll repent, turn unto Him, and He'll hand us salvation, eternal life. But joy comes when we set our heart to serve Him, and then the rewards come. If we'll not only serve Him by our actions, but then the work that we do for Him will be laying rewards up into heaven. What a greater day can we have than to serve that and to enjoy that, walking after the Lord Jesus. You know, Acts chapter 2, verse 38 says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The call is to repent in Acts 3:19. In Acts 2:38, repent. Numbers 21:7 says, we have sinned, they come unto them. Please, don't listen to the philosophers of the day, the psychologists of the day. Get back to the Word of God. My friend, what's this city going to do of Nineveh? Yet in 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. That was the words of Jonah. What are they going to do? Better yet, what are you going to do? My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?